So everyone says that I should just start a podcast. Just start a podcast. How does one just start a podcast? I guess how I'm doing now, I'm just talking. I guess the truth is I always overanalyze things and think my way out of making most, if not all, decisions if I'm given the opportunity to. So here I am, just talking. I want this to be a podcast that covers a wide variety of things. A wide range of topics from my personal life, because my whole existence covers a wide range of topics, from homelessness to addictions to failed relationships to domestic violence to dating someone with children when you do not have your own children, and how difficult that actually can be. And then now to where I am single, and I call it living my best life, although today would not speak to that. I had a mini meltdown today. I feel like we all have those from time to time when we allow things to spiral. And I say allow because I want to honor my emotions. I want to respect my emotions. And I don't want to condemn myself for having them, which is something that I battle with from childhood, of course. But at the same time, I know that it is all a choice. I've recognized that there's so much choice involved, far more than I ever thought possible or even I ever even knew existed. And so with choice comes making those hard decisions, like, why am I allowing this to affect me? What is at the root cause of it? Essentially, the word surrender comes to mind. And if you're like me, you find it difficult at times to just let things be, to let things unfold naturally. Hey, look, I can do good a good majority of the time, like, say, out of 4 weeks, out of a month, about 2 weeks, I'm gonna be real good, maybe 2.5 weeks, I'm gonna be real good at letting everything just come together itself, just build naturally, without me poking and prodding, without me asking whys and hows, without me trying to control anything, without me feeling restless and uncertain, without any of that, just trusting and having faith that it's all going to be all right. But then those last 2 weeks, well, it's a struggle sometimes. And today was the pinnacle of that for me. I feel like I'll be good going forward. You know, sometimes we all need to get things out onto the surface and just get it out there. And that tends to help a lot. And that's what I'm hoping for, at least, because it's been a while since I felt as I did today. And I am been analyzing what it is exactly that got me in that place, because when I look at my life, I don't see any indication for things being, for the way I'm feeling matching the way my reality is. I recently got my own place, got my own apartment, super proud of that. I have my own car, I am employed. Nothing really existing in my life right now that you would think I would be overly stressed or in shambles about. But this just goes to show you that you can have it all in any moment, because the me now has it all for the me before that wanted all of this. So that's why I say have it all, because it's all subjective anyway, right? What we have, how blessed we consider ourselves to be. I'm able to do everything that I need to do whenever I need to do it. So therefore I consider myself abundant. And so with that, I often criticize myself for having these negative days where I am wondering, why the fuck am I feeling this way? You don't have anything to complain about, Micah. You don't have anything worth boohooing about. Quit being a baby. Suck it up. All of that. It's an inner voice. I'm battling this inner voice. I will overcome it, but it is still a work in progress. I don't always know what to do with it. I get stuck between, okay, do I honor it and just allow myself to, like, eat some junk food, eat some ice cream, lay around in my PJs all day, just be. Or do I challenge it? Do I push myself past the funk, try to do something productive, try to shift gears, shift the energy, transmute it to something else? Either way has worked for me before. Honoring my emotions and doing nothing, and changing that emotion into something else while being productive and it having the same sort of healing effect. Today, I'm really struggling because I don't know what it is. You know, like, I woke up this morning, the first thing I did was give this guy a jump. I did a good deed. You know, like it felt good for one, because I was in that position of needing a jump, habitually not that long ago. My vehicle's battery was, it was on its last leg. And so frequently, if I turned off my car and went to go turn it back on, you know, which is going to a store and parking and then leaving, the shit would not start. I'd have to get a jump. It was embarrassing. Come to find out, it was just the battery I needed, and I was hella procrastinating, but that's another story. In any event, I did rely on many, many, many people to sweep in and sort of save the day and rescue me and make me feel, and it made me feel like, you know, I had some faith in humanity when people would stop to help me. So I felt like I should pay it forward this morning. There's a guy standing outside. He didn't directly look like he was trying to wave anybody down. I know the feeling. You feel hesitant. You don't really want to stop people on their way to work. You feel like you're being an inconvenience. So I poked my head out the window and I said, "You need a jump." He said, "Yeah." So I swung around, you know, gave him a jump. His shit started, said, "Good day, you know, like, hope you have a good day. Like, I know the struggle." As I'm driving, I quickly realize I hear this great, like, it sounds like gravel, like I'm dragging cans behind me. And I quickly recognize this as a rim. So my tire had gone completely flat due to a slow leak from a nail that was wedged in between the grooves, and my tire was completely flat this morning. I had no clue. Luckily, it dawned on me, because if I would have been going full speed, that would have been highly dangerous. Could have exploded my tire, fucked up the rim. I could have fucked up my car, myself, who knows? So I am grateful for that. I'm grateful that I discovered it. I was able to just slow creep to Walmart, fill it up with some air, make it across the street to Tires Plus, park it there. It's in the process of getting fixed. So all in all, the solution is at hand. Like, I will not be carless for too long. I'm getting the tire fixed, whether it's a patch or a new tire. I'm in a position where I can afford that right now. I'm also getting an oil change while I'm at it. So I say this to say, like, that event alone, I feel like I should have explained myself out of feeling negatively about it. Like, but everything's good. Like, everything's fixed. I'm starting to realize that sometimes it's just human emotion. Sometimes things just stick and linger, the residual energies, and not to beat myself up for that. You shouldn't beat yourself up for it either. I feel like all of my reflections are meant to sort of help someone else at the same time. So if you're like me and it's like you do all the analyzing in the world, you do all the prepping and the planning to not get let yourself sink into that place, because you know once you sink into that negative place that you may or may not make it out. And that's not anything that you can risk going back to. And so you keep pushing and you strive for positivity and optimism every single day. And it's starting to work for you. You're starting to see things manifest. You're starting to see your outer life reflect your inner landscape, which is turning more positive, more uplifting, more trusting, and full of more faith. It's wonderful. And then a day like today happens out of the blue, and it completely derails me because my mind immediately goes to why? Why? Why the fuck is this happening to me? Now, I don't know if this stems from, you know, how I grew up. I grew up very old school, hellfire and brimstone in a sense. It was non-Pentecostal, non-denominational, excuse me. But it was very falling out in the aisles, catching the Holy Spirit, running around the church, loud music, the laying on of hands, speaking in tongues. It was all of that. Very Southern, very Bible beltish, all of that. And I was a PK. So I grew up and I'm trying to figure out where I got this idea. At some point, now, I'm not saying someone delivered this exact message to me, but due to, you know, we all interpret things and absorb things in different ways. We have no control over, it's like when we say something like my message now, this podcast that I'm doing, I have no control over how it's received by anyone who's listening. I can only hope that it has the intended effect that I desire it to, and that, you know, I'll gain more listeners and more familiarity and all those good things. But I really have no control over the outcome of it. Now, when I was younger, for some reason, I guess I interpreted when bad things happen to people, it's because they did something bad to deserve it. They deserved that happening. I'm not sure if this was a parent's belief or some kind of guardian or caretaker. Somebody passed this down to me, or I interpreted it in a way to believe that, like, you do good things come back to you. So if you do bad things come back to you. There was no, what if you do good things and bad things happen? There was no in between. It was like, what if you do good things? If you do good things happen. And if you do bad things, that means you fucked up somewhere and you should examine your life. And I also got told a lot when I did, when I was of age and I started coming out and exploring my sexuality, that I was wrong in the eyes of God, it's going to hell, you know, the whole kit and caboodle, like all of that. All the shame, all the condemnation, all of that. And so I began to be very aware of my actions in direct relation to the things that happened around me. And to this day, I find it hard to not link circumstances that happen with something I've done to make them possibly make them happen. So like my life has been good. Things have been falling into place for me. Like I got pulled over the other day. For all intents and purposes, I should have got a hell of a ticket. I got a warning. I pay a little fine. I'm good. I have had circumstances like that so steadily, and positive things happening to me where I got this apartment. I didn't think I was going to get it. I got money to pay my rent. I didn't think the money came from an unknown source out of nowhere. The universe has been blessing me immensely this year, so much so that it's like kickstarted this renewed faith in me. So I'm realizing I still battle this whole, well, when something negative happens, like I wake up and I have a fucking flat tire. What did I do? This is what my mind goes to. In my mind, it can't be that just something happened. Like it just, this is an isolated circumstance. This has nothing to do with anything I did. This isn't a sign. This isn't blah, blah. No, I've always lived my life by a very strict code of nothing is coincidence and everything is a direct cause or effect from something else. It's difficult for me to not think that there's something I'm not seeing or not doing. And now certain people will tell you that some things just happen. Sometimes bad things just happen and there's nothing you can do. And some people will agree with how I was raised and say like, no, you do have influence over those things. And so that if something happens, there could be a spiritual link, there could be something in your inner world that is off kilter, so to speak, that needs adjusting, and it will reflect so in your outer world when you fix it. I feel like I'm oscillating between these two arguments as I'm evolving, and I'm not quite sure which one I believe. So maybe you all can help me, share your stories and help me with this. Like, honestly, I've always wanted this podcast to be a way that I am sharing the stories of my youth and my revelations, my waking downloads, the amazing things that the universe has shown me and taught me over the course of my spiritual awakening. I've always wanted to share that with people. I've always known that because I have this desire, there is a source that is in need of receiving that. It's like you don't have a gift without someone to receive it. I just need to find out who it is that needs to receive it. And, you know, this is just an isolated moment where I felt like I could sort of maybe bounce some ideas off the audience, and you guys could weigh in and tell me what you think. How are you conditioned to believe in things right and wrong? And how, you know, is everything karma related, or is everything like in a direct result of what you did? Who else grew up in a tightly religious family that sort of adopted the same belief similar to mine? And who else is fighting against it to sort of adopt your own belief as an adult? Because I think that's the most important thing that I've learned, is like, instead of just taking everything spoon-fed, is to question it, to mull it over in my own inner landscape, to weigh it against, you know, my everything that I use to decipher what is right and what is well and good in my own universe. And then to choose what I want to keep. Because I don't think you should just take anything at face value. I've never felt that way. I feel like that's like, you might as well not even do the work. If you're just always going to believe somebody, like, experimenting and doing the work for yourself is crucial. And so that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to formulate and experiment and find out the truth for me. Not to say it's going to be the truth for everybody, and that's fine. I've made peace with that, because I don't know if there is a one set template or a truth out there. It's what works for you. And there's so many varieties, because there's so many different types of people, so many different levels of consciousness, so many different types of personalities, that how can you just have one whitewashed version of anything? You kind of have to have a multi-dimensional variety of spirituality in order for it to fit the entire human race. So yeah, like I said, you all weigh in. Tell me in the blog how you grew up, where you're at in your journey of discovering the sources, the causes of the good and bad events that occur in your life. I'm curious to see how everyone else sort of is existing in this aspect.